can't get it to go. Johnson, though, keeps it alive. Forces in the shot clock, a fire, a three, and that's the first of his NBA career. Tristan Thompson from deep.
I love it.
Junior haciendo magia con la pelota, rebotando entre sus piernas, le están negando la pelota al armador de los Cavs y la tiene de pique. Bonito el alley-oop para Kevin Porter Jr., que la clava dos de novato a novato, el futuro de los Cavs.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Your agent got you a deal to get paid by the word, right?
Well, in English, that some of the idioms are like one-word idioms, you know? It's like,
yeah.
So when you translate,
it's just wordier.
It's just, yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Well, the thing is, I cut my own highlights, so okay. I give myself a little more room.
Oh, that's good.
They cut you, you know, your... Yeah, one of your people that works for you cut the highlights.
Hey,
for you.
I have the best. Kurt McLaughlin, Marty Allen.
Is he still cutting the TV highlights?
I think he cut it. I think he cut that one. Sounded like a Kurt cut. So, welcome to Cavs HQ, everybody. John, Rafa, Cavs are 1-2. Open up the season in Orlando with a loss to the Magic. Saturday was a glorious night here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. 11-point victory over the Pacers. The Cavs really controlled throughout the ball game. And then yesterday in Milwaukee, the Cavs fell to a Bucks team that won 60 games last season. Fought hard, did the Cavaliers before bowing out. I think so far so good, Rafa, in terms of what we've seen. I think John Beilein is, you know, I don't want to say good coaches are never satisfied, never. And, you know, it's always a work in progress. But I think they have made progress from what we saw in training camp. They're moving in the right direction. The way the ball was popping in that Indiana game, I mean, that's Beilein-like stuff. And, you know, again, a result like they had in Milwaukee last night, nothing to be ashamed of. They played some pretty good basketball.
For sure, and I think that the most encouraging part about it is that it is obvious that his message of what the basketball that the Cavs will play, he wants it to look like, it's getting across. I think the fact that Kevin Love was an assist shy of a triple-double against in Indiana, he's just...
9 assists.
Yeah, he's just passing the ball. 5 of them were to Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, he took the
right off. And the way Tristan is giving his effort out there, you know, the bench. And the other thing that, you know, he has his rotation already established, John Beilein, because, you know, you got Dellavedova coming in for the first guard. Mm-hmm. Then you got Clarkson and then Larry Nance Jr. and Kevin Porter Jr., who still needs to find his way to put the ball in the basket. But I like what I seen with him in terms of trying to create, trying to get that courage of feeling comfortable out there. So obviously the minutes are not going to come in bunches, but I like what I have seen from him. And obviously from Garland, the highlight that they played was the alley-oop he threw to Kevin Porter
Good
Jr.,
instincts.
Which is kind of like the future of the Cavs there in this on display.
Good instincts out of Garland, you know, Porter as well.
I think that rainbow three from Garland is beautiful.
Yeah, he's got a great shot. He's an underrated passer, I think. Obviously very, very young in his career, just 19 years of age. That rotation, too, is an interesting one for this Cavaliers team, how it's going to progress. You know, who the 9 or 10 guys who John Beilein is going to rely upon are. You look at this team last season, Rafa, and the coaching staff has made no secret about this. The Cavs defense made records for all the wrong reasons last year. First two games, you hold opponents to under 100 points per ball game in a league that last season averaged 111 points per game. Not too shabby. I think you'll take it every time.
And you like the effort. Again, you like the fact that they are executing whatever they've been given to do. And going back to the rookies, I remember, I think it was Tony Parker who was asked last year about, you know, his rookie year, what his advice is. And he said the hardest part was that every night you have in front of you a point
Another,
guard that
yeah.
is that is really good right. and wants to show you how good he is. So that's the situation that Garland is in right now. Forget about the first three games. Learn from your mistakes. Go look at the tape. And then I'm sure he's going to be given between yesterday, today, and tomorrow when the Bulls come into town. He's going to be given things that he needs to get better on and things that he needs to work for tomorrow night's game. But then it starts all over again. So it's amazing to see the the development of what we're about to do.
We have a great show here tonight. We'll hear from head coach John Beilein in the second half of the show. Also, Larry Nance. But first and up next, our featured guest, Cavalier legend Brad Daugherty, was back in the building Saturday night. Brad, straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Every Friday night Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit ClevelandMonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest discount drug mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the run around. You'll find everything you need.
Woo! This February, the big tour stops here.
One, two, three,
February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss The Big Tour. Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
I am Chance the Rapper. Good night.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features six bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
Another Medicare mailer, and another Medicare mailer, more Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time, and we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. It's about that time. We have our featured guest set to join us. Rafa, Austin and I had a ball on the TV side the other night as we invited this guy into the booth in Brad Daugherty. It was fun. Nice to catch up with Brad. He's going to be joining us for a selected broadcast this season.
And I actually enjoyed it because, you know, I got to listen to my broadcast after each broadcast. But this time I had to watch it twice because I wanted to hear you guys. And then my days of watching basketball back in the day with the Cavs and that beautiful uniform they were wearing, it feels that they have welcomed it a lot better this time around. I don't know, Brad might have had something to say about that.
Yeah, they certainly wore it well on Saturday night. The Cavs
undefeated with it.
Yep, came away with a victory over the Indiana Pacers. Without any further ado, here is Brad Daugherty. Brad, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Absolutely.
Well, it was a special evening, no question about it, on Saturday for the home opener. The Cavaliers, of course, get the win, but it's a celebration of the 50th season. I'm curious about your emotions that might have coursed through you as you walked into the building, seeing old teammates Mark Price and Larry Nance, as well as some from the previous generation, Austin Carr, Jim Jones, and Campy Russell. What was it like for you walking back into that building?
It was absolutely incredible. You know, I hadn't been there in over 20-plus years.
Right.
To walk back into that building and to see Larry and to see Mark and Jim Jones and, you know, Bingo Smith and Campy Russell, just all these guys that mean so much to the organization was absolutely phenomenal. And the state, you know, the place was packed. The fans were just, as I remember them when I left, just so exuberant, so into the game, so into what was going on. Just a true part of everything that represents Northeastern Ohio. And it was an honor, a treat, and a pleasure to be there.
And the best part about it, Brad, is Rafa, and welcome again to the show. The best part about it was the uniforms. You know, we throughout this season, we're going to be playing on the court and wearing the 90s retro. And your wife stole the show by wearing your actual jersey from back in those days. But what has it been welcomed better than it was back in the day? Can you remember? Do you recall how that uniform was welcomed by the fans when you guys debuted?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. When we first made the change to that uniform, people were not very excited about it, which was interesting because,
right.
You know, we had the original uniforms were horrible. They looked like U-Hauls. And then it went from that to obviously the blue and orange and then the white and orange. So that became kind of the staple for over the years. And then we went to the blue and black. And I thought they were kind of cool and kind of forward-thinking, but didn't get a great reception. This time, though, people were really excited. I think we're all, in this day and age, think a little more forwardly. So I think they look really good, and they were exciting, and it was incredible to watch the Cavs play at the level they did. They were outstanding that night. And, you know, it's going to be a tough season for them. They're a very young basketball team. But on that night, well, they stepped up and got great leadership, and it was fun to watch.
No question. We're going to talk a little bit more about this current Cavs team in a moment. I thought, Brad, one of the best parts of the night was, A, you speaking to the crowd there inside the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and maybe even more so, being able to speak to the team at Shootaround, just to look at the faces of the players and the coaching staff, the way they responded to you and to some of the other legends was special. I thought it was a great moment. Can you share a little bit of maybe what was said or what that experience was like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I got to go to practice, and you know, we got to spend some time. Coach Beilein was so gracious and asked myself and Mark and Larry to spend some time with his guys, and it was great to talk with you know, some of the young guys, but especially for me, the chance to talk with Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, Larry Nance Jr., and just kind of talk to them about the expectations. And you know, the young guys, whether it's Darius Garland or Colin Sexton or Porter Jr. or some of those guys, they, you know, they're just, you know, fired up and ready to play hard and go and do it, you know. And what happens with that is you struggle at times because the league is so good and so deep. You kind of start running out of that energy because the energy is just not enough. And so I took the time to talk to Kevin and Tristan, those guys, and just told me, you know, they've got to be vocal. They've got to lead. There's going to be some long months for this young basketball team just because the league is so deep, and it's going to be incumbent upon them to make sure that they're holding everyone accountable, including each other, in front of those young guys. And it was great because Kevin sat down and talked to me for about 25-30 minutes.
Nice.
Just about processes, and it was just, it was awesome. I really enjoyed that, and getting to speak with Coach Beilein. We talked a little bit about, you know, one of my heroes and the philosophy of basketball with Dean Smith and some things, which was really refreshing because it's fun to talk basketball with really, you know, knowledgeable people, high IQ basketball people. So that was great. And then getting to come back, you know, they chose me to speak. I have no idea. Maybe it's because Larry talks too much and Mark really doesn't have a whole lot to say. So I think I was kind of the in-between, and got a chance to speak to the crowd. And it was great because, like I said, I hadn't been there in a long time. And they gave us all just a tremendous and warm ovation. And like I say, the young Cavs team picked that up and went out and kicked some rear end.
Brad, from your experience, obviously you mentioned Dean Smith. We know you came from out of UNC Chapel Hill and highly touted as well. But from your experience coming from college basketball into the NBA, is there a thing or two that you can tell the rookies? It doesn't matter what I tell you or what anybody tells you. You're just going to have to figure out on your own. Or there was something that it was harder to figure out or to learn or to deal with when you were on your rookie year?
Yeah, you come from different systems. And what happens today, these young guys, they play so much AAU basketball that the knowledge of the game is pretty proficient. Mm-hmm. and very, very high. So you don't really have to talk to them a lot about that. The thing you have to talk to them about is understanding, you know, that on various nights there's going to be just unbelievable competition that sometimes just doesn't you know, stack up when you're trying to do things fundamentally sound. And you can get really frustrated with that because you can do everything exactly right, and you're playing against a guy like, you know, Antetokounmpo, you know, that guy is just unbelievable. Antetokounmpo is just unbelievable. So you can close out on that guy and do the right things defensively, and you still get beat.
Right.
And that's what really gets to young guys, is that it's inexplicable what happens in a play when you think you do the right thing. But what you have to understand is you have to continue to do the right thing, and over the long haul of the game, you know, playing against a guy like Antetokounmpo, you have your moments to take advantage of what your principal defensive thoughts give you, or even your offensive thoughts. And so being able to do that and create some redundancy is really hard at this level because everyone's so good. But the young guys have to figure that out, just like you're saying, for themselves. And the way they get through that process of figuring that out is through the leadership of their veterans. Those veterans have to be in their ear and continue to chew on those guys and challenge them and push them, because if they don't, you pick up bad habits. When you pick up bad habits as a young player in the NBA, it is really hard to break them, because it's almost like playing golf. When you go out and practice a lot, you practice, and you groove a bad golf swing, it's hard to change it. Same thing here.
We're talking to Cavaliers legend and our featured guest, Brad Daugherty. You know, you mentioned you talked to Tristan and Kevin, and you know, you mentioned that in our pregame show, and it you know, turned out to be prophetic. Yeah, the future of this team, of course, likely lies in some of the youngsters, but if this team's going to win now, it needs performances on a nightly basis out of Thompson, out of Love. In the first three games so far this season, Brad, each man has a double-double in all three. What did you see out of both guys being here on Saturday night, and what do you project for them for the rest of this season?
Yeah, watching, you know, Tristan, first of all, I've talked to him a little bit. He's got to shoot the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He does everything tremendously well on the defensive end. He's got a good game around the basket. But, in today's game, it's so forward-facing. You're going to be open, and you've got to shoot it from three. You've got to make people, the other big guy, come out and guard you, get him out of that lane so you create some offensive rebounding opportunities for your team because you're not on the backboard. So I loved it when he shot the shots the other night because they were wide-open shots.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Larry Nance Jr. I mean, you got to establish that mid-range jumper and that three ball. Even if it's just three or four times a game, that's all you need. I don't want a steady diet of Tristan Thompson shooting threes.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But if you're wide open in a critical point, you got to shoot that basketball. And he did. I love that. And then with Kevin Love, you know, Kevin's such an accomplished player. The key for him is obviously to stay healthy. And I just think, you know, as I watch this offense, I think the thing with Kevin being, in the league so many years, they got to keep him engaged. And I think every offensive play for that basketball team should start with him. He should touch the basketball in every possession offensively, unless it's a transition opportunity, because great things happen when the basketball touches his hand because he's an unselfish player. So I like that. I love what I saw from those guys. But, there's going to be ebbs and flows. And when you're ebbing, how do you respond and how do you fight back? If you get on a three- or four-game losing streak with a young basketball team, which you could have multiple situations like that, how do you figure out how to get out of them? And that's what the challenge has to be for the veterans on this basketball team.
We're talking with Brad Daugherty, and everybody listening to us on the Cavs Radio Network will be really upset if we let you go without asking you, can anybody stop the 19 of Martin Truex to get this cup this year?
I tell you what, man, after Martinsville this weekend, he is absolutely locked in on winning that championship. I'm really surprised. I thought this was going to be a Kyle Busch type of year, but he struggled, and Martin is coming on strong at the right time. So we're going to see. I can't wait to get to Homestead to see who hoists that trophy. And, you know, my little teams, the 37 and the 47, they both run decently. We had good runs at Martinsville. So we go on to Texas, and we'll see what happens. But it's been a good year for us, and we'll see, man. That's a great question. Thank you for throwing that in there.
Yeah. I'm sure Joe Gibbs would love it, too. Cause that.
Absolutely.
Hey, our thanks to the versatile and talented Brad Daugherty. Hey, Brad, looking forward to working with you this season. Saturday was great, and looking forward to many more this year.
Hey, absolutely, John. You're absolutely phenomenal. You did a great job, and you made it so easy for me and AC because we both talk too much. So it's great having a guy like you to kind of keep us in check. And we're looking forward to it. There's going to be some great games this year. It's going to be fun to watch this team grow. And we'll sit there and talk about it and have a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds perfect. Catch up with you soon, Brad.
Take care, man.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Our thanks to Brad Daugherty, one of the many legends who was here on Saturday. And, you know, we talked about it in the first segment, Rafa, but, I mean, what a night. You know, we honored the legends. We celebrated the 50th season of the Cavs. The Cavs came to work on the floor. We honored our our buddy, our colleague, our family member, and Fred McLeod with the ties. Mm-hmm. And gee whiz, you know, newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, first regular season game. It went about as perfectly.
Everything went right. Just great.
It couldn't have gone better, right?
It was unbelievable, and I think we both expressed it. Everybody did on social media that we saw Dan Gilbert with the message for yeah. Beth and everybody from the Cavs family. I think that was also uplifting, and it was hard. I'm sure the guys were prepared to play the game, but when you throw all that emotion on top, it's not pressure. It's just wanting to. I mean, I'm sure it just makes them go out there and say, "This is our night," and I hope this is something that they're gonna be able to build on as we go forward. The crowd was awesome. It was a great night. There's no other way to put it.
And oh, by the way, John Beilein picked up his first.
Yeah, and got a shower.
His first NBA victory, his first NBA shower at the age of 66. Awesome stuff. For a guy who's easy to root for. All right, we're way past the break. We're going to take it right now, right here on Cavs HQ.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive 2 tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
Tierra, viento y fuego. Earth, wind, and fire. That's how they used get introducing El Sábado. That's how it.
Earth, wind, and fire in Spanglish brings us back here to Cavs HQ. Let's get you queued up for tomorrow night's game. Bulls at Cavs. Right here inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Bulls good starting five, Rafa. They picked up Thomas Satoransky, who replaced John Wall very nicely last season when Wall was out of the lineup with injury. Zach LaVine's terrific, averaged nearly 24 points per game last season. Otto Porter, another pickup that they got last season from the Wizards. Lauri Markkanen, the seven-footer, is healthy. Wendell Carter, he's healthy again, although he's already had two surgeries in his young career, just beginning his second season. Thaddeus Young is a backup. Chris Dunn is a backup. Has some interesting pieces. I like that starting lineup. Depth is a question for Chicago, but interesting divisional test for the Cavs tomorrow night.
And both teams in a similar situation. New head coach.
Boylan took over last year.
Although their coach is not
Jim Boylan.
He's not a rookie coach, right. But still, you know, he's back in the reins. And I think we're going to see a battle of young talent. I think Lauri Markkanen, if you have not seen him play, he's a player that you know is going to be around for a while.
Right.
Typical European player that can hit the deep ball, can play inside, kind of like a deceiving seven-footer, correct? I mean, he moved very well for a seven-footer, shoots extremely well.
He reminds me of Porzingis. Yeah. He reminds me of.
With a better frame, I think, than Porzingis. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see the rookie from North Carolina, White.
Kobe White coming off the bench as well.
He's going to create some buzz as well with him and LaVine and Don. And they got a lot of young guys, a lot of athletic guys. It's a very athletic team.
Lottery pick was Kobe White. We'll get our first look at him tomorrow as the Cavs look to go 2-0 on their home floor. We will step away for just a moment. Cavs HQ rolls on right after this.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
Another Medicare mailer. And another Medicare mailer. More Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time. And we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
NBA G League Basketball is back, and tickets are on sale now for the Canton Charges' exciting ninth season at the Civic Center. Don't miss opening night Saturday, November 9th, when the Charge take on the Lakeland Magic. Join the team in honoring the men and women who've served our country at Salute to Service Night presented by Ohio Cat. Plus, all fans receive a magnet schedule courtesy of Dee Dee Stutz's Catering. Tickets as low as $8 at CantonCharge.com. Be a part of Charge Basketball. We are Canton.
Art, sound, and sensory overload. Tool Live. November 6th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The new album, Fear Inoculum, out now. Tool. Special guest, Killing Joke. Tickets are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or livenation.com. Tool in concert.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart, saves you the runaround. You'll find everything.
Every Friday night Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer special. For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
We're back on Cavs HQ, and of course within this Cavs organization, community service is one of the backbones. As his mom and wife are both teachers, Cavs guard Matt Dellavedova has embraced the importance of education. His community outreach efforts focus on literacy and vision, as seeing properly, of course, is an important part of reading. So after recently providing vision testing for 125 kids from University Settlement, which is a local community organization, last week, Matt and his wife Anna announced the next step in the relationship as the Dellavedovas launched Deli's Book Club. Kids from the group gathered at Mound STEM School in Cleveland, where they were joined by the Delavadovas. Now, each participant received the book School Days According to Humphrey, an alarm clock, a journal, a Cavs pen and notebook, a rubber bracelet, and a deli-branded bookmark. Matt and Anna spent time with the kids and their families while also talking about the importance of education and reading. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with the second half of Cavs HQ.
My Toronto, my little pretty one, pretty one. I think John was too young for this music. We, you know, since we're doing the 50th anniversary, 50th season,
yeah,
we're going back to the 1970s number one hit.
Ah. Nobody informed me of that prior to the show.
It was a surprise. It's a karaoke surprise for you.
How thoughtful. Woo! Second half, Cavs HQ straight ahead. Great to catch up with Brad Doherty, huh? Cavalier legend. Name and number hangs in the rafters. Good to have him on board for a handful of games moving forward this season.
I have to be honest with you. My best part about the whole thing, the whole weekend him being here, was talking about NASCAR with him. Obviously, off the air, I was not on the air with him. But it's his knowledge of that and my liking of cars making left turns all day. That's a
pretty unique dynamic. Right? I mean, there aren't many people who are...
from North Carolina. No?
So right. I get it.
From the heart of...
You know, but somebody who was such a standout at a certain sport to be so passionate about another sport and then gain fame and notoriety by simply being a broadcaster in that other sport, regardless of the fact that he's 7 feet tall and was pretty good at another sport, noobs.
Almost as popular, I would say, as he is in the NBA for his NBA skills, he is for his NASCAR abilities.
Yeah, good guy, too. Great just to see him back in the building. And it was, you know, we've talked about this, but the Cavs with a strong performance on Saturday night really capped it off. So many things going on. We have just returned from Milwaukee. Cavaliers were knocked off by the Bucks yesterday by the final of 129-112. That said, I think there are a lot of takeaways from the game. We say this all the time, right? There are no moral victories in the NBA. There are wins and there are losses, yep. Right? And that's how a team is judged at the end of the day. But the growth, you know, the Indiana game, and you're not, you know, it's a general thing, right? It's not a game-by-game thing, but they play a great game against Indiana. Go in, take on a Milwaukee team that, won 60 games last season, had the best record in the NBA. The Bucks continue to put the pressure on the Cavs, but the Cavs never went away. I mean, you consider the fact the Cavs were down 16 late in the third quarter, cut that all the way down to 5 at some point in the fourth before the Bucks were just too much in the end, but no quit. I think, you know, we're going to hear from John Beilein a little bit later here in the show, but I think he's pretty satisfied with where this team is in terms of the effort, in terms of the way that offense looks, even defensively. You know, I thought the first two games the Cavs were great defensively. Numbers weren't terrific on the defensive side against Milwaukee, but all things considered, Tristan gave Adetokounmpo all he could handle last night.
What about his defense on the perimeter? I mean, the plan for Giannis was purposely drawn by JB Bickerstaff and the rest of the you know, because obviously he's the one, he told us he's in charge of the defensive schemes of the Cavaliers. But going back to all the things you just said, you know, yes, there are no moral victories, but there are things to build on.
Yeah.
And I think if you take it from our opening night in Orlando, obviously it's the first time the unit is finally playing for real. There were mistakes made. They went to the video. They corrected many things. I think we all enjoy what we saw on the court against Indiana. We shot the ball well. Mm-hmm. We took care of the ball, even took care of the ball yesterday, last night. But when you talk about defensively, last night was the first time that one of the first three rivals scored over 100 points against the Cavs. Obviously, it's the team that scored the most points as well.
In the NBA last season.
In the NBA last season. So, and you take care of Giannis, but you still got Bledsoe, and you still got Middleton, and you still got the brothers. The
Lopez
brothers shooting from everywhere. You know, Ilyasova and Korver coming off the bench. So it's a team that, you mentioned it, had the best record in the NBA last year, and they reloaded. For the Cavs to be down in double figures in the third quarter, had a problem in the second quarter, which is, you know, they ended up a point in the first and then had their hit a pothole in the second quarter. But they competed. They didn't throw their arms down, and they went down five. But and I always say this on the air: when you're down double digits, it's hard to come back, because even if you cut it down to five, like the Cavs did, or six, a couple of buckets from Bledsoe, a couple of threes, and we're down again double figures. So it's hard to get out of that hole in such a short amount of time. But I like what I have seen. There are things that need to be corrected. We're going to see the growth of Darius Garland and Kevin Porter Jr. And Colin Sexton is looking like he hasn't missed a step. You know, 20 consecutive games with at least 16 points, counting yesterday. So I'm encouraged from what John Beilein has been able to put on the floor for these guys.
Yeah, and you compared it back to opening night in Orlando, right, last Wednesday. Let's take it back, you know, a little farther. Some of those preseason games, and yes, you know, trust preseason stats and preseason results at your own peril, all right? I mean, it is just the preseason, but there were stretches during the preseason, I'm sure John Beilein was looking around and saying, whoa, we have a lot of work to do. And again, the three games that they've played so far this season, I thought they've represented themselves well. The defense on Adetokounmpo, we're going to talk more also later on in the show about the play of the Cavs. Two veteran big men in the starting lineup, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, double-doubles for both in all three games so far this season. I thought Thompson was magnificent against Adetokounmpo. I thought Thompson was magnificent in all three games so far this season. But again, I think some encouraging things coming out of Cleveland Clinic courts. I think John Beilein is encouraged with what he's seen. And let's take a listen to what Cavs' new head coach had to say after that game last night in Milwaukee.
I mean, we got to 5 points. I think it was 5 points with seven to go. They made timely shots at that time, and we didn't. And they're so explosive, especially in transition. When you run the floor with somebody like Giannis, and then you got those four shooters, it's hard to keep their numbers down. So we were going to have to really, you know, put the ball in the basket at a higher rate when we needed to, and we couldn't. You know, maybe got a little tired, I don't know, but we have some young guys out there playing against some really veteran guys, and a few of those things got exposed, but that's the way we grow. That's where we get better.
What was your message to the young guys as far as their growth in tonight's game?
Well, to everybody. I talked to the whole team collectively that there's so many positives that we're going to find in this game. I mean, they're a tremendous team. They're hungry after a loss to Miami, and we're down five with 7 minutes to go. So just a couple of plays. We talked about the plays earlier I think they had 22 points off turnovers. And I mean, they weren't like good turnovers. And we've been preaching to our guys, what is the good two? What, you know, you got to take some twos. What are the good twos? And that came back on us too. Didn't happen many times, but in a game that was relatively close for most of the game, that it does come back on you. So we'll learn from the video. We got great guys on the team. They're going to learn, but humility sometimes is a great teacher.
You talked about the three-point line or guarding it during shoot-around, but actually during the game, what did you see and what do you take from it?
They've been averaging. I think the number was 50, and they only got 38 off, but they got some really good open ones. But why? They got veterans. Giannis attracts a crowd. They really share the ball very well. There's a reason why they're contenders for the NBA championship.
It looked like Kevin Porter Jr. did something to his ankle.
I think he's okay. I think he's all right. He twisted something very quickly, and he seemed to be walking okay in there. We'll hope he's okay.
And Sexton had a good night just shooting-wise, but, like, what did you see from him on that end, being able to really get off the
team? I thought this was, of all the games, this is one of his better games I've seen him play. I thought he had great pace to it. He's making the right plays time and time again. He's really growing as a player. Really, I think that really sharing the ball, looking at seeing the floor, and his explosion, you can't match his explosiveness. So, really, I was really proud of his play today and happy with it.
We talked about it shoot around with Kevin and Tristan at the five. What did you take away from that, having to balance that tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they're both, one of them's going to have to guard Giannis, who is like a, you know, is a 6'11", you know, two or three man. And that stuff had them back on their heels. I think they could have stood their ground a couple times on charges. But overall, you know, Giannis created for others. It was their three-point game. And then, you know, those turnovers that really came back and got us.
Adetokounmpo, who last season averaged nearly 28 points per game, was held to 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists, just 5 of 15 from the field. You throw in there, how many dunks did he have, 3 or 4 in the ball game? So, I mean, basically, didn't hardly hit an outside shot all night, which isn't any surprise.
Well, yeah, and he tried
a
couple.
That's typically how it works.
But the best part about it, John, even with Larry Nance Jr., we have to give him props as well. They made him look uncomfortable, especially they gave him the space because they daring him to shoot it from the perimeter. And then when he tried to start his drive, they really shot him down one-on-one. It wasn't like a help defense or anything. And Tristan Thompson was very good and got a couple of fouls that could have gone as a no call. But at the end of the day, like we mentioned, this is a team that is candidate to win the championship. And they have many, many, many tools besides Giannis.
You want to hear a crazy stat. This is Giannis from last season. Okay, he was third in the league in scoring, 27.5 points per game. Okay. 17.5 of those points per game came in the paint. Yeah. Effectively, were dunks or close-in shots, right? Averaged another 7 points from the line, which means that Giannis Antetokounmpo last season, in the season in which he won the MVP award, was third in the league in scoring, only averaged 3.5 points per game from anywhere other than the paint or the line. And the crazy thing is everybody knows that. Everybody game plans that against him, yet he still is able to get into the paint. But the Cavs did a great job against him yesterday.
Because he's just his athleticism is just puts him over above everybody.
Yeah, out of this
and
world.
Like when we talk about Tristan Thompson, I made a comment the other day against in the game against Indiana. If the ball is loose and Tristan is on the floor, he'll be around the ball. Right, so it's hard to say I forgot about it, but I just through in the long summer you forget about the hustle that Tristan Thompson brings into the game. Giannis is different. Giannis is the second he catches the ball, if he's in the paint, he's gonna be by the basket in one step, and he's so long and he's so athletic. But Tristan Thompson and Larry Nance Jr., I think, did an excellent job of executing the plan that they were given.
We're gonna talk Thompson, talk Nance, talk Kevin Love as well when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
The Lumineers, 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Another Medicare mailer. And another Medicare mailer. More Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time. And we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh my!
This year's promotion schedule features 6 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. 2 shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com and LiveNation.com.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. You'll find everything you need.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ. Walk This Way brings us in. Speaking of which.
No, that's by Aerosmith, by the way.
Yeah, I got it. In the Cavs.
Not by Run DMC. You know, they redid it in the 80s.
I only know the Aerosmith version. No, I'm just kidding. So, hey, speaking of walking, anyway, the four Cavs preseason games, a grand total of 38 travels were called. Thank goodness, nearly 10 a game. Nearly 10 a game. We've only seen a handful through the first three, thankfully.
And am I right if I say none last night?
I think there was one or two
one,
last night.
But there wasn't.
Only five total in the first two games for the Cavaliers, and I think two or three last night.
And
thank
again,
goodness.
I hate to sound like a broken record, but this is something that the coaching staff has been working on with the guys.
Right.
I don't know how many other teams are doing this, but John Beeman has taken upon himself to make sure.
Yeah, I think it's partially that, yes, teams have adjusted a little bit, but partially they were really cranking it. I mean, they were really cracking down the preseason.
But I think it was Middleton got called for one yesterday, and he was looking around, and what did I do?
At least there aren't 10 a game anymore, which is nice. And I get the stress and
the
focal point. Of course, the games were forever. The turnovers were exploding during the preseason. All right, Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, double-doubles in each of their first three games. Larry Nance, we talked about it on the other side of the break. He had a hand in limiting Giannis Antetokounmpo yesterday in Milwaukee, holding Antetokounmpo along with Tristan Thompson to only 14 points, 5 of 15 from the field. Meanwhile, Junior went 6 of 9 from the field, scored 15 points on only those 9 shots, 2 of 4 from distance, grabbed 8 rebounds. After the game, he not only talked about the contest against Milwaukee, but of the mindset of this Cavalier team right now.
It's positive. You know, this is a great team. You know, they're probably picked to come out of the East this year. So to play on their court and battle them down, you know, to, you know, damn near the last minute is, you know, positive. You know, obviously, you know, there's no moral victors in the NBA, but, you know, we battled tonight. I thought we executed our game plan pretty well, but, you know, they outplayed us tonight, and hats off to them for that.
Coach was even mentioning how balanced they are. You prevent Giannis from going off in the first half, and then other people from the bench, you know, go off. How do you, continue to grow defensively, just guarding everyone on the floor?
You know, that just comes with time. You know, obviously, we've put a lot of emphasis on the defensive end, and tonight we put a lot of emphasis on Giannis, and that's what makes this team great. Is you take him out of it, or you know, at least contain him to a certain extent as much as you can, and the other guys stepped up. Pat, you know, G. Hill. Kyle, you know, you can just keep going on and on, and that's what makes these guys tough to beat.
You mentioned that the team, you know, was doing great things throughout the game. At one point, you brought it to 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, with Tristan and Kevin Love also getting another double-double and Jordan in the fourth. What else did you see from your team tonight?
Just resiliency. You know, there was no quit. We gave them a fight. I know they didn't plan on that coming into this game. So, you know, we get to go home heads held high and prepare for Chicago.
Are you guys gaining some confidence? I mean, you're really showing some balance, and Jordan was going off. You were going off. It looks like it's a really good team effort.
Yeah, for sure. No, we're a confident bunch. You know, we saw what everybody put us at this year, and you know, we're out to prove that wrong. So, I know behind Kev, Double T, JC, you know, you can keep going on and on, and we've got a bit of a chip on our shoulder.
What was the hardest part about
guarding? Most of the time, a team has 2 to 3 shooters on the court at all times. This team would put 4 or 5, and so you know, you think you stop Eric Bledsoe from getting to the basket. Meanwhile, it took, you know, required help to do it. You got Korver standing backside, swing. You got Ilyasova, then swing one more. You got Wes Matthews. So, I mean, it's, you know, they're, that's what makes, like I said, that's what makes the team so good. And especially with Brooke out there bombing them from 30 feet. So it's a very good team.
And I saw you and kind of a couple other guys were saying hi to Korver before and after the game. What was it like to see him and just chat?
It's great. I mean, this is this is all about relationships, you know. And you know, we got to play. I was fortunate enough to play with Kyle for about a year and a half, and same thing with George Hill, and same thing with Brooke Lopez, and I know Robin. So there's 450 of us. We're all we're bound to cross paths and be pretty familiar with one another. So it was great to see him.
See George playing with Giannis, does it remind you of him playing with LeBron? They play pretty well together.
Yeah, they do. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit different, but you know, I'm just super happy for George that George and Kyle and Brooke. I mean all my friends, you know, all these guys that, you know, get a chance to really compete for a ring.
All right, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. All right, it's he was being polite, was Junior. Nothing is similar. Or very little is similar about that. He's off to a nice start. He's being asked to do much more, obviously. It started last season, Larry Nance, than he ever did before as a Laker. The ball goes through Junior. And I think along with that, he's been a nice guide for some of these younger guys. Went to Browns training camp in Berea, took the rookies there during the summer, a couple of Indians games as well. And I think it shows. I think not only his leadership, but Thompson and Love have been doing the same thing in camp each and every day.
And I think they're all giving the example of what we heard throughout the summer after John Beilein's hiring and what Dan Gilbert on down have repeated to everybody, not just to the team, to the players, but to everybody here, is the culture that they're trying to build with Kobe Altman and John Beilein. They want people that want to be in Cleveland and want to be part of this organization. There's nobody in this building that wants to be here more than Larry Nance Jr. He's home. And he worked hard this summer. He did not leave the Cleveland Clinic courts to work on his game. He knows he's going to have to be doing a lot more passing, a lot more defending, a lot more everything. So I think it's showing what he did this summer.
We'll be back to wrap things up right after this on Cavs HQ.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss The Big Tour, Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
I am Chance the Rapper. Good night.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
You can create your own court using the template design tools available at Cavs.com/court. Winners will have their design replicated and placed in the Sherwin-Williams entrance of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Winners receive two tickets to a Cavs game and will be honored as one of the winners of the Sherwin-Williams Color Your Court Contest. Contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, November 22nd, 2019. Grab your crayons, painter markers, and color your court to win.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
I used to sing like that when I didn't know English. Right, we pretended that we were singing in English, and all we knew what to say was "sexy girl."
That's not right. That's actually not right either.
Why not?
I believe it's "sexy thing."
Sexy thing. I know, but it's like we—that's how much. That's the English I spoke back in the day. Still not better.
You only
but
got the one word right.
Yeah.
Tip tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Cavs and Bulls right here inside the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Join time on the Cavs Radio Network and on the TV side on Fox Sports Ohio at 6:30. Join time for La Mega is?
Let's do 6:25 tomorrow.
La Mega, anything goes.
Anything
you
goes.
Get, you, 640, get to, you get
six,
to start the pregame show whenever you
whenever
want.
Whenever I'm ready to go. 6:45 will be our pregame.
You can have some Browns talk during the pregame show, right? Whatever. I mean, Ralph, of course, for those who don't know, is also the Spanish voice of the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
You can discuss whatever you want during the pregame show. You had
yes,
Roberto Perez.
Roberto Perez is joining me tomorrow.
See?
Yeah.
You had him on during the finals,
yeah.
I recall.
And the funny thing is that he came for the Christmas Day game.
Okay.
And he was supposed to do the game with me.
Yeah.
And he was against the Warriors.
Right.
And after like the first time out, he goes, listen, stop talking to me. I want to watch the game.
It's like, this is no longer any fun at all. Cavs, Bulls, tomorrow. Make sure you catch us on the radio and the television side. For Rafa, I'm John. So long.
All right.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Art, sound, and sensory overload. Tool Live. November 6th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The new album, Fear Inoculum, out now. Tool. Special guest, Killing Joke. Tickets are on sale now at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com or LiveNation.com. Tool. In concert.